is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and in studio with us, old friend of the show from years and years, and we knew him when he wasn't really famous and nobody knew who he was. Frank Caliendo with us in studio.
I literally booked him because he was a little bit famous.
Well, a little bit famous, but not like now. Not like he's like best friends with Terry Bradshaw and President Bush. I mean, now he's just...
I didn't know. They almost have the same voice. If you think about it, when George W. Bush and Terry Bradshaw, they're very, very close.
This is a little bit thing I've been talking about in my act, too, that Bradshaw commercials might be the best thing in the world, because every Terry Bradshaw commercial I watch, I'm looking and saying... There's a point in that commercial I go, that's where they gave up, went home, and just let him do whatever he wanted to.
Just
they're like, we'll fix it in edit.
Because you've seen it. You know what
we'll
it looks
screw
like.
It.
Like the first one was the Nutrisystem commercial where he goes on, I was tired of being fat and ugly. It's Nutrisystem. They can't help you with ugly. And then the shingles commercial was the best. The shingles commercial is like, hi, I'm Terry Bradshaw, and I have shingles. Let me come in your house. Sit on your couch and tell you about it. How about you tell me from your car on a cell phone in a hazmat suit? Could it be any worse? Like, I'm Terry Bradshaw and I have Ebola. Let me come in your house, sit on your coffee table, and bleed out of my eye sockets for a second. Ridiculous.
Is he a good guy? You guys?
Terry Bradshaw, never met him.
You know,
yeah, I mean, he's great. Every time I see him, he's one of those people that'll walk around and he has to put his head down because so many people know who he is, which I find difficult. I couldn't imagine being that famous because people know him from movies.
Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah. Like, because of the NFL on Fox, he's very famous. And he's one of those people that will say, like, he'll just say stuff that you should say, but he's thinking it and he can't stop it from coming out of his mouth. Like, you got too much lipstick on. Like, he'll say that to say, yeah. Like, you're walking around, like, man, I wish I could be that honest. He's basically a human Twitter feed.
He's like, right? A woman from Buffalo. Tact isn't your thing. Exactly.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Tact is not your thing.
And it's great because it's Terry. I remember him telling me one time, he's like, Frank, you got to be careful what you say. I'm like, you just told that person she has too much lipstick. I know, but there's cameras everywhere, Frank. They're watching you. They'll take you down.
You got Barkley's the same way. He will say, well, he's awesome at
the
it.
The honesty is what I love.
Yeah,
and
right.
you were actually the guy who got me into Barkley years and years ago.
Yeah.
And Charles Barkley.
You know, because what I used to focus on, and I honestly think I passed it to Frank, and I think Frank is the one who pushed it nationally, where it's a known thing, the terrible, where he just says everything. That's absolutely. This is a terrible game, kid.
Terrible, really, really bad. Everything that there's guys who talk about everything that you hear about, you know,
because he doesn't. There's no vowels. Like a lot of times, he just muffles the vowels, and is where he's got this. He grew up in the South.
Yeah.
He then was in Philadelphia, went out to Phoenix, Houston too. So he's got a lot of different accent
dialects
stuff going
on. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things. So, but it was, I don't know if I talked, when I called you last time, if I talked about this, but when Draymond Green, this is what I love. Because originally, Barkley went out when he was a player and said, I am not a role model. And then he went out and constantly proved it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he set up who he was. The Draymond Green thing, where he said, I want to punch Draymond Green in the face. That was I've never heard anything like that on television, national television.
And he pulled that back.
Well, he did, but I think people made him apologize. And while he apologized, it wasn't really an apology. It was like an apology he could live with, and that was where the truth came from. Because he went on TV and basically said, I apologize for recognizing that Draymond Green has such a punchable face. That's not really
my kids do.
Yeah, right.
I apologize for you being a terrible brother. Like, what? It's not an apology, man.
Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself, Draymond? Why are you hitting yourself?
I think part of it might have been, too, that he thought, Draymond might kick my ass, too. Okay? I better pull that back just a hair. What about Charles Breaking? You were traveling last night, weren't you?
Yeah.
So you didn't get to see the Rockets kick ass again.
I saw a little bit of the recap. That's how my son watches any sport nowadays?
Recap.
Like, recap.
They don't watch
no,
any
no,
of
it's
the games.
3 minutes. I'm done.
And how do they know more than I do after watching the game?
It is amazing.
But, yeah, I saw that it was crunch. It looks like the Rockets have really turned it up, and Daryl Morey's analytics are now being put into it. I play ping pong with Daryl Morey, by the way.
Oh, did you?
He's supposed to be really good.
I crush him.
No, you do
really?
Not.
Oh, I crush him. Ask him.
He'll really?
I beat him pretty bad. I think I beat him. I don't remember. It's been a while since
well,
I played.
Well, he used to play a lot.
He's very good. Yeah, no, he's very good.
You must be really, really good.
I'm very good. He's got really long arms. So he can get stuff from very far away, and he's also it's called looping where you spin the ball really hard, and
and
you have to block almost facing your paddle down for it to go on the table. He's very very good, but I think he played at my house last time or at a club in Phoenix, but I haven't played him for a while. But he's very good. Yeah, he can. I mean, it's not like I could.
So let me ask you this: how old is your son now?
But I'm going to say that I beat him all the time.
Yeah, how old is your son now?
I don't know. I haven't seen
14, 18?
14.
Yeah. 14. He's 14 now.
He's a freshman in high school. Young freshman.
And you beat him regularly.
Back when you were 14.
My son can't play. No.
He can't play ping pong?
I play competitively. I play.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a pro. I'm like an Olympic level.
No, but do we know this about you?
You're an amateur.
Like an amateur.
You're an
pro.
Olympian.
You've never seen some of the table tennis stuff that I do?
No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're like, do you have Asian blood?
No, you know what? The Chinese are the best.
No, I mean, kidding, they're the best.
But there's Germans that
Asian
are very good
blood,
too.
Del?
What?
He's so on brand this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to.
No, look. The Chinese are awesome, Lance. Yeah. I don't know if you heard.
Ma Long, Ma Lin. I mean, this is me playing. You can hear it in the background.
Here, you guys can hear Frank. Holy crap. Wow, you could be Chinese.
He can't be Chinese.
He could be. Do you live near any Chinese people? Because I was Chinese when I lived next to.
It's big in Eastern cultures. Yeah.
Who are you playing with here?
That guy was former world champion.
This is for
real. No.
Like I play for real.
You do even that little move where you hide it behind. You know,
you can't hide it. You have to show.
You have to show, but you have to go underneath.
What's that move where you stick it way in the back and you barely even move your hand to hit?
Yeah, it's just an incredible ability, is what I consider.
Oh, okay.
That's what you call it?
I was going to call it a challenge.
Holy crap, I didn't know that.
Talent. Yeah, that's where I get most of my exercise. If you notice, I've lost a bunch of weight. Yeah. A lot of it has to do with
playing. We didn't mention it, but okay, go ahead.
No, just let me talk about it for a while. I'll talk about
was it Nutrisystem? Let me come sit in it.
He looks a lot better than he used to. He's a lot more handsome.
Look at how handsome you are now with Nutrisystem.
So where were we? I forgot.
That do you live near Chinese people?
Don't answer any of these questions. Look over here. Well, there is a show in this
I'm
area.
I'm telling you, it's an Eastern culture thing. It's like you go to – I've got friends that work that travel overseas and play, and there are – in China, there are – like we have basketball courts.
Yes. Places.
They do too because of Yao Ming, but there are table tennis tables, ping pong tables, even concrete ones in parks. It's pretty crazy.
Concrete, just because.
Do they call it ping pong there? Well, because ping pong do we call it that?
Ping pong's the name brand.
Is the name
it's
brand?
Like Q-tip.
Yeah, oh really? Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
table tennis.
That's
is the name
how. Oh, that's how it is. Okay.
Table tennis.
Yeah, play. There's the national. The guy who's been national champion a bunch of times actually lives here in town. His name's Jim Butler.
Yeah.
And he's not Jimmy Butler who plays with
different
Philly, but he's Jim Butler. He's like 6'6" though, and he's got the best backhand. Like he just has this. It's called the backhand punch. He'll just smack it at you. You don't even know.
See, you're not really 6'6". Is that a disadvantage?
Oh, no, I can see at table height, so at 5'6". I don't have the reach, but I've got decent mobility.
You know, that's one of those things that you start playing when you're a kid, like somebody will have it at their house, you play. And it really is something that you get into when you're young. And when I say get into, I mean, you know, you play against somebody and you get a little better and you go to their house and just hang out. I don't know, now maybe kids don't, but... But when somebody's really good, it's so fast and so hardcore.
It's like when somebody
you can't believe.
Yeah, it's something people will watch. But it's also like when people play the piano. So when somebody plays the piano at a party, everybody stands
you
around.
You can't believe
and
how good. Like my god, how'd you get so good?
Right.
Lessons. So I could even show you my daughter's actually pretty good.
You see, that's what I was asking you because there was a time when we had a ping pong table at home and
look how good her stroke.
Yeah,
that's great.
She would crush.
Wow.
Us.
No, oh, yeah. she. So there was a time when I was playing my son, and then the time came when he started beating me, and we stopped playing.
Yeah.
You know, that was over. That was just like basketball. You know?
I'm just so talented at everything. It's really difficult for my kids to.
So you can't. They can't do anything.
Wait a minute,
you
Doesn't your son play on that AAU team basketball?
That's not my son.
No, I know it's not your son. He doesn't play on that team.
No, not on that.
Oh, he doesn't.
That's 6'10". Yeah, right. 6'10" freshman kid I showed you.
He showed me some kid.
He's waiting for the next cut. And I told you about this kid last time.
Yeah.
He's 6'11" now. 6'11" freshman in high school, 15 years old. And now he is.
Can he move at all?
I'll show you.
Well, he can move.
You won't believe.
Dude can go.
So he's not like
one of those, 14.
No, you won't
growing
believe.
Growing into his body. 15-year-old.
He's still kind of growing.
You know what's
into
great
his body?
Radio is when Frank shows us videos.
I've listened to the show. It's better than a lot of the stuff you do. We could do it as Morgan Freeman. That's when they realized that Frank was going to bore the audience more than they'd ever been bored before. He didn't really care about selling tickets. What it did care about.
Oh, that's right.
Was showing videos to guys that he could have shown off the air. Here, tell me. I want your reaction to this. Play that. Just play that.
14-year-old. Oh, he's 15 now? Is he making the US
team? That's a pretty athletic kid. Yeah, that's not really. Needs to grow into his gangly. And he's not really 6'11 here.
6'11.
He's got some ball skills too. He's pretty good.
This is the new version, like the Luka Doncic.
No, he's going to be a kid version. He's going to be not Zion, maybe, but no, he's going to be. You'll be hearing about him,
like Luka.
Yeah,
well, big, tall.
He's only been playing basketball for 3 years. He wanted to be a football player. J.J. Watt was his idol, and he was on our 12 and under flag football team. I was like, you don't want to play football because he wanted to be a quarterback. I'm like, they will be tackling you at your knees.
You will be
destroyed. Yeah.
You can grow out of football. Right. Like, you just get too tall for
you'll
football.
You'll be Brock Osweiler.
It's 7'2 wingspan, and he's unstoppable. I mean, like, he's playing. So he's made it to the junior level. They cut one more level now, and they go to Miami in, like, a couple of weeks with the USA basketball. Yeah. So he's up to – he made the last 55 – group of for 16 and under. There's a half the kids at least are older than him, and then he will get to, I think, I don't know how you cut him because he's going to be 7 foot.
What's his name? So we'll look.
Dylan Anderson. Yeah.
So wait a minute. He just started. Did he just grow four feet in a year because his parents didn't put a basketball in his hand?
He didn't want to play basketball. He was 6'5" when he was 12, and my son was quarterback. He just throw the ball up. I texted it to Gruden. He's like, throw the ball at that kid, man. That guy needs to get the ball. And then he, but you never know if a kid's going to stop growing either, right? So he might
6'5" is still good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
but. He's 6'11" now, and he seems to grow about 2 inches every year, inch and a half every year. So if he's 7'1", he'll be a lottery pick.
If you're 6'5" at 12, you're going to keep
him. He was 5'6" in third grade, and I have that picture from his dad, too. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's Shaq pictures.
All right, so Frank is here, and he's actually at the Houston Improv tonight, and we're going to give away tickets here during the show.
This is not a one-shot.
Just
one,
one night. To,
one
tonight
night.
Is
it's
it?
A one-shot show.
I bet by the end of the day, pretty sure it'll be sold out by the time show starts. So
man, that is awesome. Yeah, Houston Improv is all growed up, bringing in Frank for one night.
I'm a hero.
Yeah. No,
that's... Well, no, he's not. It's not that growed up. It's Frank's the boss now.
Yeah, Frank is the boss.
Frank basically says, they say, hey, can we get you all the way through a Sunday show? You can't give me a Saturday or a Friday
show. That's right. I'm busy. All right.
I don't know if that's exactly it, but let's pretend.
That was the only slot available?
Yeah, that was it. I decided to do this like 3 weeks ago, and they're like, well, we have a Thursday.
Earthquakes here on Friday.
Hey, can you go on John and Lance and show videos of a 14, 15-year-old kid?
We're trying to push tickets, Frank. Videos out there. Your daughter playing ping pong.
Do some Gruden.
I'll tell you what, man. That's some tremendous video stuff right there. You guys going to talk about something that relates to sports in Houston? Let's see it happen, man.
All right.
We got Rockets.
Astros winning streak ends. We got Texans schedule out. We're going to have somebody break down each game. Morgan Freeman will break down games. George Bush will break down some games. We'll have guys break down some games next when we get back here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, if you're having trouble having sex, all you have to do is go to fourhymns.com/John5.
Push the off button.
See that off button?
Oh, no, I'm in it.
You want to be in it?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Listen, if the generic equivalent of Viagra.
I'll tell you what, man, I love hearing this.
I'm not sure you need a coach, but here's the deal, okay? Because you look like you have mean sex. But here's the deal. If you are
Spider 2, why banana?
If you need, hey, everybody, it doesn't matter how old you are. You could be in your 20s and need to have some kind of help having relations, and that's just fine. Who cares? Here's the deal. Don't ever go in uncertain. You can get the generic equivalent right now, just $5. Now, if you've ever bought Viagra or Cialis, it's expensive, very expensive. How about $5 for the first month? You will talk to a doctor online as opposed to waiting in the doctor's office all day long. You will don't have to take off of work. You can do it whenever you want. You'll talk to a doctor online and he will prescribe the generic equivalent, and it's just $5. So if you're looking for a great way to get rid of this ED, or at least help with the ED, all you got to do is go to 4hymns.com/John5, 4hymns.com/John5.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John Lance, Frank Caliendo, Dell, all here with you. And we'll be giving away some tickets. I'll tell you what. I want to give away a couple of tickets.
I'll tell you what, man.
I'll tell you what, man. I want to give away a couple of two tickets to the get your impressions ready. If you do a good impression, if you think you do a good impression, we'll bring up a couple of people. Frank will decide who does the best impression.
I sometimes pick people who do the worst impressions too, because they're funnier. That's funnier a lot of the time than, like, sometimes dead on impressions can be amazing, especially if they're original and different. You haven't heard somebody do that person before. But the bad impressions can really make me laugh. Like, if you think it's good. Yeah. And if you're trying to sell it and it's really bad, that might work too. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to
win. You don't have to be good.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But
if
you are good, you still have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, there's that can wow me, woo me, however you want to pronounce it. But
it can woo you?
Yeah, why not? Woo me into giving you tickets. Not into like the read you just did
Into get the 4hymns.com thing?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
No, you want to be wooed in that way?
Yeah, why not? Woo me into selling tickets. Listen, there's lots of different ways to woo. What do you want from me?
let's go. Hey, so
how do you work with him every day? How does it happen? Like there's a different planet. You're on a different planet.
I really am.
Planet Granato.
Let's talk about. There was a lot of big stuff that happened yesterday in the city of Houston. First, Rockets win by 20, mm-hmm. and they look great.
By the way, I just can't get over Barkley and especially Shaq. They really struggle with complimenting. Like, it really bothers them to have to compliment the Rockets. At halftime, Charles's backhanded compliments for James, where, you know, it's just like, well, this is what Charles would say. He's just, I'll throw it out there. But he said, right now, for this generation, he's the greatest offensive player I've ever seen. And it's like, wow, Charles, because, you know, you can't touch him. His ability to shoot, because you can't touch him on the perimeter. You're not allowed to even touch him. And he can score. He can shoot three. You can't touch him. And Shaq's, wait a minute. You're saying? And he's going on. No, but I'm saying for this generation, he really is truly the greatest, because you can't touch
him. It's even worse than that. So they'd be like, this week, on a Tuesday, he is the best player after 8 o'clock p.m. Right, Shaq?
And I think that when he says that, they would give me... realize that there's something going on, and then
who's that little guy next to you?
That's the general.
What's he doing here?
He's the greatest insurer of all time, under 4 foot tall, with a mustache and possibly no eyes.
But that was long as James Harden, who played the best defense he's ever played, which this year most deflections he ever had. most steals, I believe second in the entire NBA. But the problem is that it's not going to happen again.
Exactly. He averaged, this is the first player to average 36 points per game. That's the first player. No, but Shaq, that is the first player. It's a different game now. You can shoot wide open shots, layups. In our generation, we would put him in the hospital, but not now.
I love to shoot from downtown. Not on the basketball court, but actually go downtown and do shots.
That's exactly what we do. What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
That's because I got icy hot in my ass after driving this Buick. Can you dig it?
I have no idea. Shaq just went on a run of different commercials that he may not even be doing anymore.
I will say this. They can't. It was, and then we talk about the Rockets' defense. They were atrocious at shooting the basketball. Utah was atrocious.
Utah was.
They left them wide open.
Just two games in a row, they missed wide open shots.
Wide open. I mean, you could say, well, the Rockets' defense they were really, really, really bad at shooting the basketball.
Yeah.
So the Rockets are dominating this series. That thing's over.
Which people thought was going to, I don't know, maybe not here, but nationally, people thought it was going to be a good series.
Jeff Van Gundy said, this is the worst matchup for, this is, oh, they would much rather play Oklahoma City than Utah.
Oh, no, not sure. I kind of thought so, too. Well, it's not like Oklahoma City's in any great shakes right now, but it couldn't be worse than Utah.
It's another team that can't shoot straight.
Yeah, it couldn't be worse than Utah. You can't, I just don't think you can beat the Rockets if you can't shoot threes. The math isn't going to work out.
What's messed up are the brackets. And I know the seeds are the way they're supposed to be. That's how the seeding breaks down. But to play Golden State in the next round versus on the other side of the bracket it doesn't seem.
Denver and Portland.
Yeah. It seems. Well, it seems like a bad NCAA region.
Right, right, right. You got screwed on that regional.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the Rockets' own doing because they screwed up at the beginning of the year. Different team though. So, but anyway, they got that in control. This thing is over, and we're on to Golden State. Astros lost last night. Are you pissed? Are you?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep.
You couldn't sleep.
Yep.
I thought you'd be pissed about.
I gotta
get
more back into baseball. That's part of my issue. You guys can talk around me.
Well, you're in Phoenix. There's no baseball.
Yeah, I mean it's different because nobody's from Phoenix.
Right.
So are you a Brewers fan still? People don't remember that you were from the.
I grew up in Milwaukee. I was born in Chicago, grew up in Milwaukee, and now live in Arizona. And the Diamondbacks are pretty cool to me, so I go when I can. But I don't know what it. And I grew up playing baseball. That's all I cared about was baseball. And I don't know what it is that maybe it's just the long season. And I'm getting to be an old man as
well. Dell will tell you it's because it's boring. It's because it's baseball, and there's nothing that anybody could do about
it. Well, I saw a thing yesterday showing, I think it was two pitchers going. Maybe one was Steve Carlton and how fast he was going, and it was juxtaposed with Dallas Keuchel. And how the difference in speed, like he'd thrown six pitches and Dallas had only thrown one. But Dallas's pitches were very precise and
looked good. Right. Worked faster.
They used to be.
Three-hour games didn't. Yeah. We didn't have many. The scores were also
especially
lower.
With Steve Carlton on the mound. I mean, but
they were chosen specifically.
How do your kids watch sport? You just said it. My kids, too. I don't remember my kids watching more than 10 NBA games this year, and yet they know every player in the playoff. And I don't know how
that's
it's possible.
That's from NBA 2K, because they're playing 2K.
It's 100%. And they watch YouTube videos. And my son Snacks will go just watch the recaps of games.
And then we'll know more than I did watching
the full
game.
2 minutes, he watches the recaps.
Yeah, he knows. My son does that, where he knows every stat, everything that happened. He says, did you see that his ankle went out and he came back? I'm like, how'd you see that in a 30-second video clip? You were able to And you knew all the stats? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So, my kids, my daughter doesn't watch any sports, but my son, that's how he takes in sports. And he's actually a big Rockets fan.
That's how Raheel watches, our other partner watches baseball every night. He watches the MLB recap. It takes literally about 10 minutes to watch every pitch. Yeah, watch every pitch.
I never even thought baseball even more than football like that. That's incredible. I never thought about that.
Yeah, no. you really do need for this generation. It's you can't just complain about the short attention span, and you have to play to it. Yeah. And you have to play to it. And you probably know this, and I know this from producing digital content. this is something that was told to me like in 2013. Snackables and bite size is the phrase in the business. They want everything in 90. You can do 120 seconds max, 2 minutes, but they prefer you to do 45 seconds to 90 seconds at most. And get what you need in there and do multiples.
And edit it constantly. Like, edit.
Quick cuts.
Edit the cuts where you don't even need them.
Yeah. And did you hear Lance works for the NFL Network? I don't know if you heard that.
I heard that a few times. Every time I talk to him, he lets me know at least three times.
He's lying. He's such a liar.
Lance has done a lot for me. I got in with the Cardinals because Lance's dad was is he still there? He was coaching.
No, he retired. He wasn't there last year.
Why did he keep up with him, Frank?
He wasn't there for that disaster last year.
I can't keep up with everything. So his Lance, I was on a plane. I said, I think your dad's on the plane. Yeah. I texted Lance I think your dad's on the plane. He's got some Cardinal stuff. I saw his Zierlein on
across his back.
That or on the bag or something. Oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, my dad is on a plane right now. I'm going to let him know that I want to go hang out with the Cardinals. And
you know Keim, you know Steve Keim.
Yeah, but I met Steve Keim because of his dad.
Yeah,
yeah. And Steve Keim have become
the he's a great guy.
My dad said something. Lancey knows Frank real well. They've been friends for a long time. And like, what? He knows Frank Caliendo, who does all the imitation. Yeah. And he wants to come in and do something. Well, we can make that happen. Did you ever see it? Did you ever see the imitation that Frank did? That was on Real Sports when you
Steve
did Real
Keim?
Sports. No. Right? With Brian Gumbel. Didn't you do that?
Yeah, I did that. They interviewed me
because
on Real
Sports. Because that's when they showed you go into Arizona.
Oh, no, that was,
and you did Bruce Arians.
That might have been on there, but it was also on that Amazon show.
It was. I knew it was on the Amazon show. But I saw it on the. I saw it the first time on that.
The kangaroo hat. Whatever.
Yeah, the kangle hat. It's not a kangle hat. It's actually his own hat because all the proceeds go to charity. But it was that and the glasses. I just put it on, and Larry Fitzgerald started giving me a standing ovation. Everybody was going
Frank
crazy.
Frank came in and just – now, I only saw the one part, the very first part where you cussed, which for people
that's
who –
that's the only way you could do it.
For like, people who don't know – okay, here's two things you need to know. Frank doesn't work blue at his – unless you've changed drastically and rebranded. Okay. It's very clean, family-friendly.
At the Improv this tonight.
Oh, so kids, like four-year-olds could come tonight?
No. Let me throw this in here because – remember our old friend Jeremy Foster?
Yep.
Our producer?
Yeah.
We're like, Jeremy's like, so Frank's clean, I could bring the church group? Like, oh, absolutely. Now, we can't speak to, what turns out was, we can't speak to the opener.
Now you can.
Yeah.
The opening act at that time, there's Jeremy's church group, and like, let me tell you what happened when I stuck it in the other place. Jeez. Like, whoa. Oh, this isn't churchy. Yeah.
This isn't churchy. I had to start, but that's when I started bringing my own openers. Yeah. That had happened here and in Charlotte, and I brought other people, or I'd say supplied people, and not everybody. You could say to a comedian, do you work clean? They'll be like, yeah. And don't say the F word, they just talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm like, nah.
I talk about sex, but we don't do the penetration stuff. Like, well, that's not. Right. That's not going to work for the church group.
All right, when we come back, we got to go through the Texas schedule. And Frank is at the improvhouston.com. Houstonimprov.com? Improvhouston.com. Improvhouston.com. You can get your tickets
one day
tonight.
Only.
Tonight. If you want to take her out tonight for a nice night, it's a beautiful place.
Frank's got a special
great
VIP
entertainment.
Meet and greet if you Venmo him a certain amount of money.
And there's a certain amount of sports, but it's for everybody. There's the sports characters, but it's not about sports.
Bring a date. She'll get it. You don't have to talk. Let Frank entertain her, and then you don't know what's going to happen afterwards, right?
Yeah. Well, you need the four hymns or apartment.com. I'm not sure.
Well, you need an apartment to go to.
Apartments.com. Yes. I'm saving the world one rental property at a time.
That's tonight at improvhouston.com. 713-333-8800. 713-333-8800. But we'll give away a couple of pairs during the show today. One of them where you do an impression. We want to get your impression ready, and we will call for that. But first, I got to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. You want to sell your car, it's stupid if you don't go to GiveMeTheVin.com. You're just stupid. That's all I'm saying. Because here's the deal. They promise, they are guaranteeing that they will give you a better price than you will get at Texas Direct Auto or CarMax. And if not, if they can't beat those prices, if they can't beat what CarMax or Texas Direct Auto will give you for your car, then they're going to send you $100. That's right. So they're going to beat the price. They do it all the time. John Clay Wolf says, well, I give up maybe, I send a couple of checks a month, maybe. But otherwise, I'm beating him. I'm just destroying him. So here's the deal, is go armed with that. And you say, well, I want to do it through the dealership. No, here's the deal. John Clay Wolf can also, GiveMeTheVIN.com, will also do it through your dealership. Takes care of the taxes. It's all easy and everything else. The dealer will give you as little as possible. John Clay Wolf will give you as much as possible at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Yo, I go by the name of Dane Jones. I'm with my crew. And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig? Okay. Hot Cheetos and Takis.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What you about to get? Ha, you already know. Got like $3 or $4 in a couple wise cents. But they cut me some hot Cheetos and a lemonade press. Okay. I run around in my bike.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5, John, Lance, and Frank. Okay. If you've got an impression, because we want to give away a couple of tickets to tonight. Frank is at the Improv, Houston, and we're going to give away a couple of tickets. Just if it's really bad, you might win. Who knows? But you have an impression. Call right now, 713-780-3776, and Frank will be the judge of which is the best or the worst or whatever, however he wants to judge it, and you will go to the show tonight. And at what time? 7? What time is it?
What time is it? 8? Is it 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock?
Post-Meridian? Is,
8 o'clock.
Is Raymond over there?
No Astros, no Rockets tonight. So this is a great night in Houston to go see Frank. It's going to fill up. You're going to get 2 free tickets. So 713-780-3776. If you got any kind of an impression, we'll take a couple of them. And if more, then we'll take more. But whatever. So we will do that. The Texans, were you waiting with bated breath for the Texans schedule to come out yesterday?
Yeah, I couldn't wait.
It was so what are your impressions?
Oh, fantastic. Grace of God. I don't know.
I looked
at the Cardinals schedule.
They got the Saints though to start the season on Monday night, the first game. At the Saints.
Let me see the schedule. I gotta see the schedule.
Here it is right here. Here it is right here. See? So at New Orleans. What do you think that John Madden thinks of that game?
You know, you look at all the teams you could play and all the teams that you might want to play, and New Orleans is one of those teams. That's a Monday night game.
Coach Gruden.
I tell you what, man.
The Raiders later.
Drew Brees, I love tiny little quarterbacks, man. I like small guys like Kyler Murray, man. I might trade up and try and get in there, man. They'd be the next Drew Brees. Drew Brees throws from his tippy toes.
How about Jacksonville in the second week at home?
Chris Rock.
I can't believe the Jacksonville Jaguars coming to Houston. It's going to be crazy. No Bortles. They got a chance to win now.
Week 3.
Blake Bortles, a backup somewhere else.
Okay. What about Phillip Rivers? What does Phillip Rivers think about the Texans coming in week 3?
I mean, number one, easy W. Is the first thing that comes to my mind. I'm thinking, man, when they get here, I think I could take my kids out there and beat that garbage secondary I saw last year. Man, I'm fired up to get 400. I ain't had 400 yards passing for a long time. It's going to be pretty sweet to hit the 400 mark again.
The next game is Carolina at home. What does Morgan Freeman think of this game?
Well, I believe that this could be a good game. Truth is, you never know which Carolina Panthers is going to show up. The one that's defensively strong, or the one with the tiny little guy running around in the backfield? How's everything going there?
The Falcons come.
500 yards of the filthiest slop I've ever seen. The Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton, Will he overthrow someone? Or will they get a 6'11" receiver that can finally catch a ball from Cam who doesn't even cock his arm back? He just chucks it.
Speaking of Chuck, the Atlanta Falcons come to Houston.
That's a great segue right there. Atlanta, the Falcons, I think that's going to be a very good game. You look at what's going to happen here, and I think Deshaun Watson is going to take that one, take it home. The defense is going to be strong. You look at the offense, but very, very good, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
What about the Chiefs? What does Al Pacino think going to Kansas City?
Well, that's a tough one, guys. I don't want to be negative here, but Patrick Mahomes. Wow! Lefty throw, huh? Then on all the stuff he does, and he pitches a ball underhand, left-handed, sidearm, Dan Quisenberry style for the old folks. Got the quiz.
What about
Daryl Morey's on?
Oh, Daryl Morey. The real one is on.
No, it's actually a Daryl Morey. A real Daryl
Morey. Or is this an impression of Daryl Morey? Let's find out. Daryl Morey with us here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Daryl Morey.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good.
I'm
right
good.
Now.
I didn't know you had Charles Barkley on. That's good.
Yeah. No, Barkley's here. And I understand Barkley beat you in pin. We said, oh, you played Daryl Morey. He probably kicked your ass. And then he goes, oh, no. I beat Daryl Morey pretty badly.
He did. Frank's pretty good. I gotta give it up.
But I did struggle with your loop, right? He would hit these very spinny shots, and I'd be like, how do you do that? And then I'd look at the leverage, the distance between his arm and the paddle,
and that's
like,
how you know.
That's longer than one of my legs.
That's how you knew. So Frank was so serious about it. He showed us videos, and he's like, well, Jim Clark lives in Houston, you know.
No, Jim Butler.
Jim Butler. He goes, well, Jim Butler lives in Houston. You know, he's one of the all-time greats in the nation. Yeah. And, like, I didn't know there was an actual ranking scale that – I didn't know we had
– Have you played Jim Butler, Daryl?
Of course. He's here in Houston. He's like
– Oh.
But, he has to spot me a bunch. He would beat Frank.
Oh, yeah, he crushed. Yeah, I can't. Yeah. He beats me as badly as I beat Daryl.
So, Daryl, there aren't a lot of guys, though. I mean, celebrity, you play guys all the time, and there aren't a lot of guys that beat you, are there?
Nobody. I'll tell a story. One time, Dwight Howard challenged me, and, you know, we get out there, and I start taking my paddle out, and his entourage is like, Dwight, you're dead. He has his own paddle. it's like bringing your own bowling ball. If you don't have your own paddle, you're about to get smashed.
Or pull stick guy.
Pull stick guy. You're done.
Pull stick guy.
When he starts putting it together.
Yeah. What about Rick Carlisle? You can beat Rick Carlisle, right?
Yeah, I beat Rick. I beat everybody in the NBA that I've played. I haven't faced anyone. You know what? Rich Cho, who just got hired in Memphis, we're about even.
Okay.
Yeah, you're done. Rich, I think guy's named Rich Cho. You're done.
John.
You're done. No chance.
Yeah. Hey, no stereotypes.
Yeah,
no
stereotypes.
Stereotype.
Buddy is good.
All I said Buddy was, is good. You're done. That's all. Oh, and by the way, congratulations on your team. Okay.
Wow. Second game in a row that you've done that.
So good. We've got to win one out there now. You know, not an easy place to win.
Yeah, but their fans are great. They're nice people.
Yeah, it's.
I think the. I think they're all so nice normally that when they get that shot to just let loose, they just do it at the arena, you know?
They're like that mom with the pent-up energy that when it's time to – she's going to blow it out on the weekend with the girls' night, and she ends up – you know, you have to drag her out, and she's laying next to the toilet at home like, hey, hon, I see you had girls' night.
Yep.
That's like Jazz fan when they go on there like
– or Catholic girls, you know, Catholic girls, it's all the same principle.
Holy Thursday, I didn't want to say anything, but that came to mind, Daryl.
Let me tell you how on it Daryl is, though. He messaged me the other day. Sorry, I'm not going to be able to see you at the Improv or hang out with you or whatever.
He knew you were coming in.
He knows everything. Everywhere.
Did you know their playoff schedule?
Yeah, I've been.
No, you didn't.
See,
it's a one way relationship here.
I try to follow everything.
Well, congrats, Daryl, man. Nice start to these. Couldn't get much better with Golden State having its issues and you guys playing as well as you are.
I did like watching. I always watch the TNT guys at half to see how they handle these ass kickings at half, what they're going to say. Because I always want to see the uncomfortable compliment. And invariably, it turns into, Shaq making fun of Clint Capella getting lob dunks. And he and Rudy Gobert, that was the first one, look at this dominant. And he said something about, look at this dominant center play.
Everything that's going on right there. Capella. The pillar is going to be
or Ernie has no idea what he's saying, and then Barkley's translating.
What Shaq is actually saying there is he's wearing.
Stop making fun, Shaq. You're making fun.
He's wearing shades again on the set for no reason.
I'm just actually DJing while we're doing this. There's a dance club. Everybody knows what's going on.
Well, yesterday he was like, he said James is the best.
A tough thing, like. Oh, sorry,
no, I was just going to say, he said James is the best offensive player of all time, and Shaq immediately started. He goes, no, Shaq, with his ability to shoot the three, and then you can't touch him out on the perimeter anymore. I was wondering where the backhand compliment was coming.
Well, I think someone else might have said he's the best offensive player ever, and I took a lot of heat for that, but honestly, he is. If you just look at him relative to history, I mean, he really is on... Unstoppable. A crazy thing is, after game one, every adjustment I thought Utah should make, they made. And then, obviously, we went out there and took care of business again. So I actually don't know what they should do. I'm wondering what they should try next. And, it's a testament to James and our whole team that, they really took it to him yesterday.
Now he's turned, James has turned his three... Well, he's turned at least two of his three harshest critics. Shaq is still not on board, but Charles Barkley and John Granato, that was pretty impressive what he's been able to do to them.
That is so – well, no, he turned me a while.
You can't turn John Granato around.
Oh, he did.
He turned me a while ago, Daryl. He turned me last year. There's no question about that.
And then Eric Gordon had – and then Eric Gordon
Listen,
turned him.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay, go
All
ahead.
All right, is Eric Gordon playing as well as Klay Thompson?
Eric Gordon is a good basketball
is
player.
Eric
I'm not
Gordon
putting him in Klay Thompson
well,
territory.
Okay, Daryl, I said that's the Klay Thompson of the Rockets right there. Eric Gordon, okay?
And
Lance, who's usually Thundersticks over there, was giving me the business because
of it. Yeah, they call me Thundersticks just whenever I tell the truth about James playing well or the Rockets playing well. I get called Thundersticks.
Thunders? How does that even make sense?
Here, listen.
Dell's got... They've already got music.
What do you mean? All your guys in the... He's a red rowdy.
Listen to this. Those are Thundersticks. They play
That's
that.
Pretty
they
funny. That's
they
good.
Call me Red Rowdy Lance.
Thundersticks.
Thundersticks.
Well, listen, he wants to tell the Warriors something. Listen to this, Daryl.
Don't do
listen.
That.
Warriors, come out to play, yeah.
See, everything I do, they capture on audio and try to use against
That's
me.
That was you
in
live.
In a court of law.
That was you live, only your lips didn't move.
I will say this. Eric is more versatile than Klay. Klay is an amazing player, but Eric can put it on the ground much better
can.
Off the bounce.
By the way.
They're both very good.
Donovan Mitchell doesn't want any part of him when he's playing him on defense, by the way. He's doing an unbelievable
job. Yeah, no, Eric D has been great on him. Klay obviously is a great defender. So, I mean, they're both playing at a high level. I hope we advance and get a shot to have Eric kick his ass, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, no, that's not going to happen because you'll be playing the Clippers. All right? That's what's...
I'm good with playing the Clippers. Fine with that as well. as long as PBev doesn't injure any of our guys.
Yeah, that's the only worrisome thing. How about all those Montrezl playing great and
Montrez? Stop calling him Montrezl.
I said his name Montrezl. That's what I call him. And Lou Williams, all former Rockets. Hey, we call it the Rockets West over there in L.A.
Yeah, there are sleeper agents out there.
That's what they are.
So hey.
Hey, man, congratulations, man. We appreciate it, and thanks for calling in.
Good luck the rest of the way here.
Someday maybe you'll beat Frank. Maybe someday you'll beat Frank in
ping-pong. I think I beat him a game or two, but yeah, he did kick my ass. So. All right, I'll see you guys.
All right, man. Daryl Morey right here on ESPN. We got to take a break. Maybe Daryl could use some more testosterone the next time he plays.
You know, it's always an uncomfortable transition when you try to put somebody on testosterone.
But you're trying to do it right now.
I'll tell you what. He always sounds sleepy to me. Doesn't he sound like Daryl Morey? He just sounds like he just woke up.
He sold his car years ago, and all he does is Uber around now?
Yeah, I did, because he was Ubering around Phoenix. I remember that.
Well, I think it's probably because his mouth doesn't work as fast as his brain.
But I don't know.
The brain's because his brain fast. Works pretty fast. Yeah,
the brain's pretty fast. And, insane. You know, speaking of that, your cognitive processing is one of the big factors that are going to be advantageous when you get your testosterone levels back to where they once were. Your cognitive recognition and your cognitive processing will go up, as will your metabolism, as will your energy level, as will, if you need it, your libido. And if you don't need it, well, then it's really going to be something for you. Make sure that you go to Menstee Clinic. They can give you a test and have your results within minutes about where you are in terms of your testosterone level. And if you are a little bit low in testosterone, they can get you taken care of and quickly. They do it. They work with your insurance company to get as much of it covered as possible. But it's a huge quality of life issue. Your quality of life is going to diminish and probably already has if you have to go get tested. And that's one of the reasons I want you to get back to living your best life and being your best you at Men's Tee Clinic. There's four locations in Houston: Pearland, Pasadena, Cypress, and The Heights. That's close to you. If you're listening, that's close to you. Just make sure you stop in, because it is going to be a game changer for you. MensTeeClinic.com.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We've had a couple of people that Mike and Derry Ashford. He's not going to know who Mike and Derry Ashford is. Mike and Derry Ashford wants to get on as well. But let's get a couple of impressions. Frank Caliendo is at the Improv Houston, improvhouston.com, 713-333-8800. If you actually want to buy tickets instead of just going there for free. But you know what? Get some drinks and have some fun. And tonight, Frank, one show. That's it. So you got to go tonight. Bring your girl. He does a clean show, and the opening act is clean as well.
Yep, everything's clean, and I'm a hero.
That's right. You are. No, you're the hero we all needed.
Local, semi-national.
So let's get a couple of impressions in here, and the best impression, or the worst, is going to go tonight. It's Bobby is up first. Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Hello, John and Lance. This is Hank Hill. I sell propane and propane accessories. Dang it, Bobby, be quiet. I'm on the radio. I just wanted to say I enjoy watching the Rockets basketball, but James Harden plays defense like he's soft as charcoal, and that's all I had to say about that.
I put him on hold. Put him on hold.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, that's solid. I don't even know if that's his real voice, being that this is Texas.
might be an impression. The character is from Texas, but that's a pretty good impression.
Lindsay. Let's get Lindsay in here. Hey, Lindsay.
What was with that guy? Jeez, like, that was horrible. This is Gru. You know, you see me on television. I am in Despicable Me. I have three girls. You know, they sell cookies to bad guys, and I steal their toys. You know, like, it's very good. We have a good time. We order stuffed crust pizza.
It's not great, but the fact that you knew all those facts to sell us on it was pretty solid. I mean,
I didn't know what she was talking about.
And then let's
Drew?
And then let's
and then
oh,
missed that.
Despicable Me.
Yeah,
yeah, I missed
the Minions
it.
Yeah. Movies.
I missed
You're
it.
Too old.
Yeah.
No, it was good. And then, here's the last one. Let's get Mike and Derry Ashford. Mike and Derry Ashford.
Hey, Mike and Derry Ashford.
Hey guys. Okay, so before I get to my impression, hey, did you guys know? So the artistic movement, impressionism, it's called that because Van Gogh, he did a killer Toulouse-Lautrec It's spot on.
Is this a caller? You guys?
This is a caller of ours.
It's imitation of a caller.
Of a caller.
I can, okay. Literally perfect.
I have to be honest. I don't know the caller. I don't know the caller, but it sounds exactly like a caller. And the person has facts like,
that are
tangents, right?
You have no
that
idea.
That have nothing to do with really.
This is perfect.
Right. Like, I actually think that's winning because that's such a great character. Yeah. That one, he wins for sure.
Yeah. But what did you have an invitation also, Mike?
Can you go tonight? Are you able to go tonight, Mike?
I can't go, but can I do my impression?
Go
ahead. But we'll give him to Lindsay because he can't go.
Sure.
Do I tell you who it is or you just guess when it's
Well, let us try to guess first. Let's try to guess first.
Yeah, we'll guess.
Okay. My cat has nipples, Faka. Can you milk her? You're out of the circle of trust, Faka.
It's supposed to be De Niro.
That's De Niro.
Yeah, Robert De Niro.
And we all got worried that you weren't saying an O in that word.
That was good, right? Okay, how about this one? I know what you're thinking.
Hey, leave him wanting more.
Did he fire 5 shots or 6? Well, got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
They all
sound like the first guy doing impressions.
Yeah, that's Clint Eastwood. No,
that was good, though.
That was really good. That was really good.
Thanks, guys.
That was more like Clint Westwood.
All right, we'll see.
All right. Thanks.
Impressionism was actually
Let's
bingo.
Give him to Lindsay. Lindsay. Sure, yeah. Let's give him to Lindsay. 2 tickets tonight. ImprovHouston.com. 713-333-8800. Lindsay, you're going. Congratulations. That was a great impression.
Bobby was good, too.
Bobby was good, too. All right.
Why don't Bobby and Lindsay go together and just see what happens?
Well, how do you know Lindsay's not married or something? What do you think?
I'm just saying.
Fourhims apartment.com.
You heard him.
Play ping pong.
Her husband's like, oh, you called the show and now you're with another guy.
Quick question. Do you have any new imitations you work on?
No, I'm doing like more stand-up stuff now.
Okay.
Yeah, less of the impression stuff because it's very limiting, as you could tell.
Yeah. Well, it is and it isn't, but it's
part
the stand-up.
Part of the deal is that so many people are the audiences are so segmented. People are watching Netflix shows. There aren't enough people that know everything.
I was talking about this the other day with somebody. Like, we used to quote movies all the time, right? Yeah. Every guy quoted a. What movies do you quote now? Who's quoting any
Avengers?
Movies?
You can do Marvel movies.
I guess, yeah.
I
was Lord of the Rings.
I've been messing around with this.
A lot of people, they're quoting Lord of the Rings.
Because Chris Hemsworth is going to play, did you see he's going to be Hulk Hogan in the Hulk Hogan biopic?
Oh, it's going to be him?
Yeah. And all I can hear him do is Thor all the time, even though he's in this new Men in Black movie. But I just been, Loki, my brother. And like he goes, like what was that audition like? They're like, okay, Chris Hemsworth for Hulk Hogan, try it.
Let me tell you something, brother.
No. How about try it again?
Let me tell you something.
It's close. It's getting there.
Give me one more chat. Let me tell you something, brother.
That was it. Do some more.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, brother. I'm going to train, say my prayers, eat my vitamins.
You got to work on it, but you got it. You're handsome.
Good stuff. At 8:01, you got to go. You're doing some other crappy show.
Hey, let's not put it that way.
Something
but,
else doesn't matter.
You're the reason I came in
See
early.
That.
You're
See
it.
That. See that?
Heroes talking about.
Look at your long day, too, right? Are you leaving tonight or are you going tomorrow morning?
I will leave tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, yeah. Well, that's a long day.
I'm going to go sleep.
You going to take a nap?
Are you like a Star Is Born where you're traveling and you've got somebody
drinking and doing drugs?
I'm very much like a Star Is Born, but I'm more like the Lady Gaga character.
Oh, okay. You're not like, the Bradley Cooper.
I'm not rocking.
You're not drinking and doing drugs and all kinds of stuff.
I might be. I don't know.
You don't know.
Whatever people want to believe.
whatever. 713-333-8800.
Yep.
Get your tickets now. Go see Frank at the Improv, ImprovHouston.com. We're going to give away another pair a little bit later in the show right here on ESPN 97.5. So we appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming in, as always.
Thanks, guys.
That's great to see you. Frank Caliendo right here on ESPN 97.5. You know what he has, Lance? People's Trust.
Well, we can just stay in segment because we've already taken care of that.
Yeah. So KFNC Houston.
So you just want
to
take a break?
I think that's right. KFNC Houston.
Well, we played that. We did the idea as well, so we're good till about 8:10.
Oh, we're good till 8:10.
Yeah.
Y'all said just keep going.
Oh, he did. I didn't hear him.
He just said keep going now.
Well, I didn't hear him. Yeah. Okay.
No, he just now said it.
Oh, okay.
You heard him, yeah.
Well, I think you got to go. You got to get something done, right, Frank?
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
No, you can stay.
No, I'm not worried about it.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate it.
We're just staying on air. It's
Are
no big deal.
Right now?
Oh, yeah, we're still on air.
Yeah, I thought we had to break, but I was wrong about that.
Well, we did. We did.
I was working on my Instagram.
We just said, screw it. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I wish you'd get a closer close-up.
I wish you'd get further away
Thanks.
While I'm trying to Instagram you.
Thanks, but I wish you'd get closer.
So what do you like? Do you like Twitter or the gram better?
I have to. My Twitter feed has a decent amount of followers, but it's just all anger.
Yeah, it really is.
I struggle with it. So Instagram seems to be a little bit nicer, but I have 340 or 320 or 3,000 followers on mm-hmm. Twitter because I worked on it years ago.
Yeah.
And my Instagram has 20,000. And you go into a network executive's Humble office, Brad. And they're like, that's not good.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to build.
Isn't that crazy? That's not good. Well, what about how I perform?
Right. It's got nothing to do with that.
Right.
So at Frank Caliendo on Instagram, at Frank, the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. At Frank C alien do. And that'll get you on Instagram with me, and we could become best friends. Same thing at Twitter. I had my son running my Instagram for a little bit too, because he's a smart kid. But here's the problem, and he's a 14-year-old freshman. He said, "Can I follow my friend?" So he'd asked me. I said, "Absolutely." Not thinking that a 14-year-old boy is also interested in 15-year-old girls.
Oh yeah.
So he followed all these 15-16-year-old girls. And then, I didn't really care about that till swimsuit pictures started coming up. Like, buddy, you got to change this. He's like, why? I'm like, because I don't want to go to
BuzzFeed
jail.
BuzzFeed articles coming.
Yeah.
Comedian and impressionist Frank Caliendo's following some interesting preteens. Like, oh,
creepy.
No.
Just like, it's like, cool for you, bad news for dad. Yeah. So I was like, I can't. Some of the guys you can still follow, but the girls, unless they're going to stay away from bikini pics and stuff, I'm like,
yeah, that's a little creepy.
I put it on the Instagram. I was like, oh.
It just shows up in your timeline.
But immediately I started texting, like, what's happening? Stop this now. I don't know how to use this. Stop.
Are you following fifth year?
What is that?
It is drunk college students falling down, just stupid,
it's
drunk.
John's probably
it's
favorite
the best.
Thing ever.
It is the best. Doing stupid things.
I just found your mental activity level.
It is. Hello. You just found this?
I don't think he was a tough read.
No. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt.
No.
And
don't.
No, I shouldn't.
No.
Sometimes you can't stereotype.
Yeah, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Philip Rivers, you know what he is by how he looks and sounds?
You can
Same
look at
with
him,
Johnny
say,
Guantanamo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's exactly it. No, follow. Now, yeah, Twitter's gotten so angry. You're right.
I struggle with it because it's – I was getting so – I would tweet during games, and I would just tweet mean stuff. So I was tweeting the mean stuff too, and I would gain 1,000 followers.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes 2,000 followers on a Monday Night Football game, and then I'd realize I'm a terrible person. Everything I'm saying is awful. I just gave up on it. I was like, I can't do this anymore. So now I'm trying to build the Instagram. I still work on my Twitter game from time to time, Chachi.
Yeah.
But I've been doing the podcasting thing too. Been working on that.
I recognize
with a guy
that
Al
Dennis
Jackson,
Miller.
So
I recognize your old Dennis Miller.
That's how it's working there, Billy.
Chachi.
Listen, it's like Gagnon Khashoggi waiting in line for the Matterhorn at Disney World.
No, but trying to do a little bit of that. And like I said, going back to the improv tonight, and I'll be doing some greatest hit stuff, but working on some new stuff.
I want to ask you, when you were in with Frank Caliendo, when you were in with John Gruden, when you were in his little coach's hole in his fired coaches association, you were in the office doing some stuff with him one time, right?
Yeah.
Was that the actual – I've heard it's in a strip center.
There are two. There were two. There's the original one that looks exactly like this, the one he started doing later seasons. But the original one's in a strip mall in Tampa. I was actually at the one that was on site in Orlando.
Okay.
So there was – they
Is it a real one or did they try to
recreate
it?
No, they recreated the office in Orlando.
Have you been to Tampa?
I've never been to that town. I've been by the mall.
I've heard you like knock on the door and he opens up, like he looks through some mini blinds to see who it is. Like, yeah, you're good. Let's come in and watch some football. And my buddy went there with him and he like opened the door and like, I had to make sure it was you.
I don't
It's a strip center.
He's not there anymore, though. I think
centers in Florida.
Yeah.
You got to be careful now anyway.
You got to be careful on anything in Florida.
Yeah,
but
I want to go to one with Robert Kraft. I do want to go to one.
No, you don't.
I kind of do.
No, you don't.
A massage place?
Yeah.
I don't know if you meant
fun.
Game
Sounds
or
like
what.
Yeah, there's no heat on you at all.
No,
don't worry. No one will know, John.
Yeah, right. No one will recognize me.
Your wife is an important person, John. Yeah. Don't screw her thing up.
I just sounds like
a good
time.
I know you don't care about screwing my thing up. Don't screw Wendy's thing up.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
She's a breadwinner for you.
No, she is the breadwinner. There's no
don't
question.
Screw her thing up.
He'll be known as Lance Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little Hindenburg reference, John. I got nothing.
Yeah.
I thought I was done 10 minutes ago.
That's so. Yeah.
It's like a marathon. Like, this isn't the end? Oh, my God.
Somebody throw some water at me.
So, Frank, tonight at the Improv, ImprovHouston.com, ImprovHouston.com, 713-333-8800 is the number to call to get tickets and hang out with Frank Kelly.
Follow me on Instagram. I'm going to tag you guys at, is this correct, at ESPN975. Look at that. I looked it up, pressed the right thing, figured it out. There's a little behind-the-scenes stuff you want to take a look at. Not really anything interesting going on, but it's behind the scenes, so people will care, huh?
Yeah, because it's behind the scenes.
So you said you're doing most some of the subject. You're doing political stuff, or what are you doing?
I talk about political things without being political. I get into the Donald Trump stuff. It's tremendous. There's a lot of different things. You guys are doing a great job. By the way, the ratings going through the roof now that I'm on your show, and it's an incredible situation.
Now, that's new to us. You're Trump.
But it's tremendous.
No, it is. It is.
He's the only guy who can describe a word. He can describe a word with the same word. Mm. It's tremendously tremendous, fantastically fantastic, and luxuriously luxurious. And everybody knows it. And there's a lot of people talking about it. That's how you feel. There's a lot of people talking. Well, how many people? A vast amount of them. A tremendous number of vast people. Loudly speaking, like when he'll talk about people, like he could be in a room of 5,000 people, like for a rally, and be like, there are literally 5,000 people in here right now, and over 300 million trying to get in this room in the rest of the United States. Every single person.
And it's the loudest room. Ever.
This is more than the 12th man. Bigger than the 12th man. Bigger records. Louder than it is in Kansas City. This is. The number one, everything's number one. This is the number one finger anybody's ever held up. I can show you number two, but we'll get kicked off the air. And let me say this. He does a tremendous job, and I can't think of his name right now. Who's the coach of Kansas City? He's a great friend of mine.
Andy Reid.
Wonderful man. A tremendous man. He and I eating a sandwich together in Kansas City with a lot of sauce on it and the crowd going crazy. That's it. I take the sauce and put it on my face, and that's where the orange comes from. Except for around my eyes, because that's why I wear the goggles. But I stay away from the actual politics of stuff.
But you could go from Bush to Clinton to I mean, you got them all.
I could do it all, man. Yeah. I just go from thing to thing.
I can throw in a Barack Obama and current president was trying to say was that it's loud in Kansas City. But it's also allowed in a lot of other stadiums. They're all good stadiums.
No, I was just saying that stadium. I love those people. They're my people. Tremendous people.
They're tremendous. And the ratings are tremendous. And where are the ratings?
Huge. Incredible ratings right now for the bench, you guys, which I've never been on. I'm always a starter. Always play the whole game. Never take a break. Don't vacation. 100% of the time on the court, on the field, making things happen. Unlike you guys.
That's what I want to do is Trump number motivation.
You're a
failing
loser.
Failing show, terrible ratings.
And I come on and save you. That's what I do. That's what I do. I'm a saver, not a savior. So people, you can change it.
Look at Fox News now.
Whatever you want. I'm number one across the board, even in places where they don't have a numeral one. I don't know what it means.
Where are those?
It's not all going to make sense.
All right. ImprovHouston.com. Frank, he is going to entertain and excite you tonight at 8 o'clock. ImprovHouston.com. 713-333-8800. This time, that's it. Frank, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming by.
Love you.
That's Frank Caliendo right here on ESPN 97.5.
I'll tell you right now how you can get your home financed. How about 100% of your home finance right now with my friends over at People's Trust? It's a credit union. A lot of times it's been difficult to get into a credit union. You've had to work at a certain job and you all of a sudden you say, oh, I get these unbelievable rates and I get this and I get that. Well, now you can be a member of the credit union at People's Trust fairly easily. And People's Trust will make sure that you get your $50 just for being part of, you know, their new checking account. When you open up a checking account, you're going to get $50 put into your checking account. Then beyond that, when you refinance or finance a card, there's another $200 that they're going to give you. Cash money, another $200. And then on top of that, you have a chance to finance your home. Guess what? 100%. What does that mean? No 20% down. You usually have to put 20% down or you're going to get the PMI insurance that you have to pay for, and that's going to be basically a costly penalty. And now that's not going to be the case. For the first time I've ever seen this program, 100% of your home can be financed through my friends over at People's Trust. Choose happiness with People's Trust. Choose HappyHouston.com. Happiness is a choice, and that happiness could be yours when you choose HappyHouston.com. That's ChooseHappyHouston.com. Federally insured by the NCUA. Certain restrictions apply.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.